After 3,000 years, this extraordinarily rare jade object still retains some of its translucency. A small number of jades in this form have been recovered from exceptionally well-furnished tombs in prehistoric China. Some had fragments of decayed wood or turquoise around the hole in one end. This object may have functioned as a handle for something else, perhaps in some ritual context. It's too large to wear as an ornament and too valuable to use as a tool or weapon. We can be certain that it belonged to someone particularly important. Jade had to be imported from the Northwest, and pieces of this size were extremely scarce. Ancient Chinese jade was usually nephrite, one of the hardest natural stones. It cannot be carved with a knife or chisel. So-called carved jade actually requires abrasion with a harder mineral, like garnet, in powdered form. The slow and painstaking work of shaping the stone added tremendously to the value of jade. The Chinese also associated jade with virtues based on its natural properties, such as firmness. And because it never decays, jade represented incorruptibility and eternal life, making it especially appropriate for tomb furnishings.